Greco Romank. Welcome to the BFM studio, Damien and Billy. How's it going?
Morena.
Kia ora. Good.
Now, a big weekend for you guys.
Yes, I'm tired.
Yeah. Are we tired already?
Tired
just
already.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
You guys have been so busy. Mm-hmm. You've got a brand new album out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which you're obviously playing in support of at Double Whammy. But along with making an album, you've also produced a book.
Yes. The book is the album. The album is the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should slam it down for a bit of weight.
It's enormous. Yeah. There goes the key ring.
You smack the cock ring.
It's a big hefty book. What has inspired a combination of a book and an album?
Well, we did vinyl. We did a tape for our previous albums, and we thought, what else could we do that's a physical way of experiencing the music, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of ballooned into a huge 330-page thing with 40 contributors from all across Aotearoa.
We're sort of like hoarders of ephemera and just, you know, op shop finds and things, and we just sort of built up this collection of oddities, and along with just kind of trying to figure out what to do and how to show this to people, and also just being a little bit, I don't know, I guess dismayed with how music sort of is consumed in this day and age, where it's streamed a lot.
Yeah.
But what do you kind of have to show for it? It felt good to have this physical object.
Mm-hmm. And it was an opportunity to collaborate with people. So we've got like artworks from, like I say, I think 40, 37, something like that.
Mm.
People, essays, short stories, yeah.
We sort of said, the brief to everyone was basically like, shit's cursed, everything's a little bit messed up in this day and age, everyone knows it, respond.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how you have Arts Colony, the book, the album.
Yes.
So you're obviously putting together the book at the same time as you were recording music?
Yeah.
Okay, did you find that it was a symbiotic thing? Did they influence one another? How did it influence both the book and the new music that you guys are making?
Yeah, I think the book is laid out so that each chapter is a song, so that essentially you can listen to the album and read the book start to finish, and you'll kind of go through the journey. So thematically it all kind of links into the music as much as our music is.
But also importantly, you can, you know, pick it up and just scan through it in any order and listen to it if you want in the way that we wanted people to.
Yeah.
There's also, if you get the book, there's a little skeleton key that helps you unlock a second version of the album. It's sort of our subliminal version of it.
Yeah.
And there's like little codes and things hidden inside the book. So
that's Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Now, just to give people a bit of a visual reference for the book and some of the things that they might find in there visually. You're saying that you'd done a lot of like searching of secondhand places and stuff like that, and finding old physical photos which have made their way into the book.
Yeah. Billy and I are both massive fans of discarded and found media.
Mm.
You know, I've got a pretty big collection of just found home videos, you know, like weddings, people walking through their houses. On the track you just heard before, there's like just a woman practicing piano on a cassette tape called Waverly that I found just during one of our tours. I love kind of winding all this stuff throughout and just finding a new home
someone's
for it to
life,
repurpose.
Right? It's just someone's life.
But they just toss it away, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you relook at
it,
like there's a sort of, I don't know, there's a different kind of way of absorbing its beauty or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of that kind of stuff that we've collected has made its way into the book. And I think that's also just, I don't know, how we approach everything, like how we write songs is very like collage, and we'd hear snippets of a conversation and be like, that's an interesting phrase, or, you know, that'll find its way into a song or something. So
That kind of assembly gives you a freedom, you know, like you don't have to be locked into genre or expectation. So, we're having fun.
Now, the new album, you recorded it all at home? Have you got like a little home studio? Talk us through this.
Yeah.
Does anyone record anywhere else anymore? Unfortunately, there's just like, you know, not a lot of money to go into studios these days. And I've been an engineer in many forms for a wee while anyway, so it made sense to do it that way. And yeah. it's a collection of songs that we've been writing and playing over the last couple of years, with a few thrown in kind of just as the album was finishing up and as we were locked in and designing the book as well.
Yeah, and I think with this album in particular, there are a lot of guest featuring artists and stuff, so we wanted to do it. It was quite collaborative.
Did you call them around at your house?
Or? Yeah, yeah.
Bit of a mixed bag, hey? Like,
it's a bit of an all-star. Run us through, the full list. Can you do it, of contributors?
Princess Chelsea came over. Yeah. That was fun.
We had Don't Get Caught.
What a superstar. Hi, Chelsea.
And then in the song that you just played, Chainlinks, that's got Jasmine Mary, James, who's Lawrence Arabia, Anthony Tonin, Liam from Night Lunch, David from Liao, ex-partner, Vicky from Half X and Eco O's, Paul Blanchard, Lucy Sutter from Dick Move, my sister, my mum, and Scott Satherley from Demons of Noon.
Any neighbours?
Well, if you listen really close, you can probably hear out the chickens from next door.
Yeah. We love that
stuff.
There
were sheep in our first album because we were recording in this farm and you could hear sheep. And we were like, oh, we'll just leave it in.
But there's so chickens in this one. There's fun stuff. If you listen to Mikey's vocal, it's pissing down in the background.
Yes.
And it's not a studio. There's no soundproofing. But that's who cares? It sounds great.
Yeah.
I actually went back and added more rain because when it disappeared. Yeah. Rain to 11.
And then there's a few other songs that we've done collabs with, like I say, Princess Chelsea. Then we did one with Al Carlson from Australia. And then also this guy called Tonetta.
Oh, you're Tonetta. Drugs. Yeah. Do you know that song? That song's so good.
So we wrote a beat. And
is he crazy?
It was a bit weird.
He's a well-meaning fellow who gets on people's rough sides a little bit, and there tend to be funny arguments, but
I think he's kind of a genius, though.
We sort of asked our buddy Michael McClellan to just contact him because I don't know why they were incommunicado, and we sent him this thing that we wrote, asked him to respond, and he sent back this beautiful song about his prison time. It's not beautiful. It's actually a vile, scummy, horrid track.
I'm pretty sure
he did it
in one take as well. We just sent him a beat, and he's like, yep, sweet, and just did it.
This is so weird. Do you know that this is the second time Tonetta has come up in 2 weeks for me? And probably my whole time doing the radio, I've probably never talked to anyone else about Tonetta, but in the last 2 weeks, there's some in Zeta. That's that song, Drugs, Drugs, Drugs. So good.
Do you know his song about I want to be your drain tonight?
No.
that's my introduction to Tonetta. He's got a weird groove. I don't know.
Amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so Greco-Romanc, this Saturday, you guys have roped in a drummer and a guitarist. How does this affect A, practice, and B, what people can expect live?
Practice is loud and slightly confusing for me, but it's coming together. It's very exciting. It's definitely added a lot of energy and it's been very fun. So they are our mates, but yeah, the drummer is Jackson Hobbs from Sharpie Crows and Ernie Bell and lots of other bands.
And the ex-partner is playing guitar. And it was this kind of weird translation exercise where it was like, okay, here is, song X. I'm going to take out this element. Jackson, you get in there and, do this breakbeat thing. And then Tony, who is playing the guitar, is quite just switched on with pitch and, can pick up things quite fast. But it was this sort of throwing ideas for how he could interpret a melody line differently and kind of choosing tone. So it was actually quite fun because the songs were already written and we were quite familiar with them. It was just getting the two of them to sort of fit in with us and then for us to respond to that. But
it was a lot of laughs. Yeah, I think it'll be good.
But yeah, it's put flesh on the Greco kind of machine.
So tickets under the radar?
Under the radar,
absolutely. Yep.
Under the radar this Saturday. People can pick up the book and
we got a really professional merch table. It's got signs and FPOS and so much more.
Yeah, we've got so many ways you can give us money. We'll gladly take it from you.
And the support acts that are playing are actually phenomenal. We've got Bad Taste and Body Beat Ritual, which we've brought up from Whanganui.
Yep.
And I don't know, I just feel like it's some of our favorite like live electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of heavy. It's yeah.
It's gonna be a party vibe.
Yeah. Party vibes.
And then introducing Studfinder as well, who build themselves as kind of trip hop as well, which I think will be interesting.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Trip hop's back.
Yes. All right. Should we hit the new song?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Opt Out. What can you tell us about this?
This is, I think, probably the one song we've written that's in like a major key and is like kind of optimistic.
Yeah,
which
it's
just feels very out of character for us. So we put it last on the album because the album is quite bleak. But this is like, hey, it's okay. There's a glimmer of hope.
It features a choral army of billies that was quite fun to pull together, and this idea of three intersecting melodies. And then Mikey has done his first kind of like spoken word piece for this as well, which is there's like a sculpture. I don't know, where is it exactly? It's like downtown.
Yeah, it's down by his house. There's a sculpture that a big pohutukawa tree fell on and like broke it.
And it's got a spelling error on it, and he's just been obsessed with this sculpture.
Yeah.
And so he sort of, you know, kicks in halfway through and talks about trying to, you know, throw ginkgo berries around, you know, a bit of bioterrorism,
yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Damien and Billy from Greco Romanc, all the best for the show on Saturday. People out there, go get your tickets from Under the Radar and bring some spare change to the show so you can pick up.
Limited edition books.
The limited edition book.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks,
Damien. Thank you.
Thank you. Zero.